Hi, Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for a story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 6. This story highlights the number 6 and the letter F.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in the story?
Let's go.
Okay, here are the 3 clues. This animal is an insect, part of the beetle family.
Okay.
Number 2, the insect can light up.
Light up.
Ding, ding, ding. Major clue. Number 3, you most likely will see this insect on a summer night.
Listeners, what do you think it is? Is it a lightning bug?
Great guess. So smart, Lindsay. Yes, it's a lightning bug, or in this case, I'm calling it a firefly.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. Remember, we are focusing on the letter F in this story.
Yes, yes.
Fireflies are born in the summertime and emit a soft light from their bottom half. Frank was a firefly who was a bit different, and I can't wait to share more about his life. Listen for the letter F, then number 6, and stick around for the end when we call a Kitty Wink.
I'm ready to listen. Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
Frank loved all things fast. I mean, really, really fast. He would race around all night pretending he was a Ferrari.
Ooh, that's a really fast car.
Yeah. And he would dream all day about competing on a racetrack, going fast, fast, and faster. Now, Frank is not a car or a traditionally speedy animal like the land-roaming cheetah or a soaring falcon. Frank is a firefly, a 1-inch flying bug. A bug with a need for speed. Frank was no ordinary firefly. He happened to be an Italian firefly living with his extended family in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. Generation after generation, Frank's family stayed in the same countryside meadow, floating lazily around the skies at twilight, blinking their bottom halves as they roamed.
What?
Yes, it's true. Fireflies have special organs on their lower halves that emit light.
Oh my gosh, that goes back to your clues.
Yeah. And
their light up bottom. Fireflies are incredible to watch.
Yeah.
I notice them in the summertime. Animals that have the ability to emit light, such as fireflies and jellyfish, and actually Tasmanian devils too.
So cool.
They do so through a natural process called bioluminescence. Pretty cool. Listeners, can you try that mouthful of a word? Bioluminescence.
Bioluminescence.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So cool. And Frank loved his light up bottom. He used his light to help him see where he was going in the dark night sky. The best part of having a light up bottom, he thought, was when he zoomed as fast as he could, the light would streak behind him like he was a shooting star. While floating one night, Frank asked some friendly fireflies, "Polly, Maria, Gio, and Lucia, do you want to race with me to the olive trees?"
"No, thanks. We are good,"
said Maria.
"Yeah," said Lucia. "We raced with you last week and don't see the point. Why don't you slow dance with us instead?"
Trying not to sound as misunderstood as he felt, Frank said, "Slow dance? Nah, that's not for me. I'm going for a fly. See you around."
"Please remember to be back before sunrise. Adio, funny Frank. Adio,"
said Maria. "I will. Ciao," said Frank. And off he flew, alone through the warm night sky. He couldn't understand why every firefly he knew enjoyed such a leisurely life. Slow dance. Ugh. Why don't they want to test the limits of their little wings? He thought to himself. And don't they get excited when they feel the rushing air pass over their bodies? He wished he knew others that liked the same things he liked. Being the only speedy firefly could get lonely sometimes.
Ah, feeling lonely. Loneliness can be a hard feeling to experience.
Yeah.
When we feel lonely, we usually feel like we are by ourselves. And sometimes we feel this way when we do not feel seen or understood.
Yeah, connecting with people, being with loved ones, and feeling understood are all really important things that make us feel good. When we do not have those things, we can feel lonely. I've definitely felt lonely before in my life.
Yeah, me too.
Frank knew they were not trying to hurt his feelings, but he didn't feel like the other fireflies understood him or his interest for speed, which made him feel lonely.
Poor Frank. What did he do about it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Linz. Frank truly didn't know if he would ever meet friends that understood him. He kept flying around, trying to think of other ways to make the other fireflies in his generation see the beauty of racing. Preoccupied with his feelings, Frank wasn't paying attention to how long he was gone or where he was flying, leading him to run straight into a bumblebee.
"Excuse me,"
said the bumblebee.
"Are you okay?"
"Oh, sorry," Frank replied. "I didn't see you there. My name is Frank."
"Hi, Frank. I'm Franny. I came out a bit early this morning to see the first race of the day and should have seen you coming, but I'm still a little sleepy. You are the fastest firefly I've ever witnessed."
"Oh, why, thank you, Franny. But wait a minute. It's morning already? And did you say race?"
"The sun just rose a few minutes ago, and yes, I said race. I should really be on my way. You see, the race is starting soon, and my favorite red Ferrari will be competing. License plate number 6. I need to meet up with the pack of woodpeckers before they head over to the track. The racetrack is just past the meadow. Would you like to come with me? The woodpeckers are quite friendly birds, and if you like to go fast, I think you will really enjoy watching a real race."
Frank couldn't believe it. There were other animals that shared his love of racing. He lived next to a racetrack his entire life and never knew it. Mamma mia, how amazing.
Very amazing.
His first instinct was to tell Franny he was in. But he knew his family would not be happy that he didn't make it home before sunrise and would worry even more if he didn't get back soon. Still, he saw this as his chance, an opportunity to be with others who had the same interest as he did and to see a real race. Ugh, what to do? What to do?
Oh, Frank sounds pretty conflicted. What did he do?
Conflicted is absolutely how he felt. Frank knew the responsible choice would be to go home first and tell his family where he was. But the exciting choice and the choice he really wanted to make was to take off with Franny. He could hear his mother's voice in his head reminding him when things are hard to take a pause. So he did just that. He took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and took a second to think. His answer came to him. "Franny, I need to go home first to tell my family where I have been and where I am going. Can you tell me exactly where the racetrack is so I can meet you there?"
"Absolutely," said Franny.
After Franny finished with the directions, Frank raced home as fast as his little wings could take him. He knew he was flying fast, probably faster than 6 miles per hour, he thought.
Ooh, 6 miles per hour. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh
was all Frank could hear. The wind was rushing past his body, his light streaking through the dawn sky. He made it back to the meadow right as the group of fireflies were getting ready to come search for him.
"Where have you been?"
asked Maria. Frank told them all about his adventure, about the racetrack on the other side of the meadow, the red Ferrari that will be racing sooner than soon, and about Franny, the bumblebee, and the woodpeckers. The other fireflies were happy to see Frank was safe and sound, but couldn't quite understand why a racetrack would be so exciting. I guess it wasn't for them to understand. Knowing it made Frank happy was reason enough to wish him a fun time with his new friends.
Go enjoy the race, but please remember to be back before sunrise this time. I'll save a slow dance for you,
said Maria. Frank smiled and his light flickered brighter than it ever had. That would be lovely, Maria. Ciao. And with that, he was off. Off to see a real racetrack and a red Ferrari. Off to spend time with new friends. And this time, he had a fantastic reason to race back home as well.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kittywink.
Hi, kittywink. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mac, and I'm almost five.
Mac is my nephew, and I'm so excited that he's here today. Mac, is there anything you want to tell us about yourself?
And I like hockey.
You like hockey? That is my entire family's favorite sport.
Yeah, Juliana's husband plays hockey. Do you like to play it on the ice? Like, do you have ice skates for hockey?
Yes.
Mac, what's your favorite hockey team? Ours is the Blackhawks.
Red Wings.
Ooh, the Red Wings. And they're an original six team. That's really awesome.
Wait, did you just say original six, Juliana?
I did, and six is the number we're going to talk about today, right?
Yes, how perfect. So, Mac, what does Firefly and Frank start with? What letter does it start with? Yes, it does. And what about the number six? Did that show up in the story at all?
Yes.
Where? Yeah.
Race car's number.
Yes. Was it the Ferrari's race car number, that one?
Yeah.
It had the license plate with a six on it?
Yes.
Was there a favorite part of the story that you listened to this morning? Was there a part you liked the most?
It would be the race part.
The race part?
Mm-hmm.
And who was racing?
Frank the Firefly.
Frank the Firefly. Do you think Frank would be able to play hockey?
Yes.
You think he could put little ice skates on his teeny tiny feet?
Yes.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, maybe he would fly around.
And his light up butt.
In his light up butt, for sure. That's one of my favorite parts of the story, is thinking about him having a light up butt.
Yeah, we learned a new word, bioluminescence.
Bioluminescence.
Wow. That's a big word. Do you think that Frank the Firefly learned anything in the story?
He wanted to go to the race, but he had to go to his mom to ask if he could. And his mom said yes, and he went.
That's exactly right. I bet you ask your parents before you go do something like that.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I'm sure you do. And Mac, can you go really fast?
Yes. That's just by my dad and mom and sister.
I bet you're right. Do you think you could run 6 miles an hour?
Yes.
I think you could too. What is your would you rather, Mac?
Would you rather be a polar bear or a grizzly bear?
Ooh, good one. I think I would want to be a polar bear so I could play in the water the way that polar bears play in the water.
Yeah, I think I would like to be a grizzly bear. Because I know that they run really fast and polar bears have to live in really cold climates. So I would take a grizzly bear. What about you, Mac?
Polar bear.
Ah, just like Lindsay.
Why would you choose polar bear, Mac?
Because my dad picked it.
What a good son. So our would you rather for you, Mac, is would you rather be a firefly or a race car driver?
Race car driver.
Would you want to drive really fast?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be fun to be a race car driver.
Thanks, Mac and listeners, for tuning in to episode number 6. And we can't wait to be with you again on another episode.
Bye, Kitty Wink, Matt. That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Mac.
Go, Mac!
Yay! If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We would love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
Yes, and we would love to have artwork from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw us a firefly or maybe a bunch of fireflies? Please send it our way. We might just feature your artwork on our page.
Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
Thank you. And always remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Go, Kitty Wink. Yay.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.